entitled, thank you, Sharashi Din Pshara V'Ofan Asiyasa. Okay, so let's now chazer a little bit, we did on Thursday, and go right. So a very brief chazer. Number one, the question was, is Pshara considered actually a Din Torah, or is it just a social worker? Right? Various nafkaminas. Two, what exactly is Pshara? Three possibilities. Either the Bezin walks in and says to the parties, you want $100, we are suggesting to you that you accept a Pshara that he gets $70. And he convinced the parties to accept. And the Kenyan is made after they know that they're going to get 70 instead of 100. So the one that is giving up 30 is even though Mechila and Shikha Kenyan, he's still in Tosfos. But over here, it's kind of an asmachta, things that maybe you didn't really mean it. So you have to have a Kenyan. And the one who is giving the 70, he sort of needs a Kenyan Suda to be Mechayim himself to give the 70, when maybe he might think he's totally potter. Then there were those who say, no, the Bezin walks in and says, okay, gentlemen, we heard the case, we want to have a Pshara. What's the Pshara? Not telling. Pshara. The Mechavel Kenyan, and then they get the news. What? I'm only getting 70? Why? I'm giving 70? So the Kenyan precedes the announcement of the. And then what we do. What we do is the Mekabel Kenyan before the Torah even starts. And we spoke about it on Thursday according to many poskim. What we do today is nothing to do with what they did in the Gemara. In the Gemara, and we rattled off a whole bunch of inferences. Okay, so what we do in Pshara may very likely, because the Rohu is shown him, not be the Pshara of the Gemara. Oh, what? So what? So it's a different thing. Then, a right that a Pshara is then we saw the Gemara in the Flamed Beis of Beis Marichus. That's a case of something where there's, you know, the Tu'una and the She'ena Tu'una. Then we end, I think it was the last thing we did, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday, are the Balei Din themselves obligated or commanded to engage in Pshara. And we read the Ramban. Ramban is in Dvarim, Vav Yud Ches, Pshara Lefnim Yishu Asadin, Sisi Yashav Atov, and the Ramban's Lashon is, the Torah can't give you every last detail. Can't. So, what's Yashav Atov? B'chol Dabat Shikones Bezeh Pshara, Ulefnim Yishu Asadin, etc., etc. So, Vasisi Yashav Atov, that I should make a Pshara with my adversary. You bet the Bezin. I have an obligation. It's on me. Okay? That's very, very important. I think I'm right. Of course, a smart guy will go into a Pshara not only because it's the right thing to do, maybe it's the smart thing to do. He may lose everything. We are risk averse. The risk averse thing is to enter into a Pshara. Because, as we shall see, a Pshara is likely going to be a situation where he's not going to lose everything. If you refuse the Pshara, and it's all comes. I don't think we discussed this on Thursday. You tell me. You don't have any notes. I want to repeat. You have some notes. Nobody has notes. So this is the base Yosef. I don't think we read this base Yosef. I don't remember anymore. Pshara dami lemecher, v'shatoveh yorei shem yafsid kol tviyasa bedin, v'lochein mispayes litol k'tosu v'pshara v'chein anitva. Rabbi says Siman Reish Hei is all about something which is called mesiras modor. The serious modah means that I can proclaim a disclaimer before I even do anything, and this disclaimer can work in one of two ways. If I give you a gift, so I want to give you a gift, I'll give you my pen. So, but I don't really want to give you my pen. So before I give you my pen, I make a disclaimer in front of two people. I don't really mean it's a joke. Since it's only a matana, so it's a sam. I can make a disclaimer. I don't have to ever. And you don't have a compelling cause for this disclaimer. You don't have to have one. Because, you know, kacha. Easy come, easy go. But if it's a mecher, it takes two to tango. A mecher? I'm selling you something. I can't just undo it for no reason. So a modah with a mecher, this is in Baba Basra, you have to have a compelling cause for this modah. It's some kind of onus, a thing of this nature. Where does pshara fit in? The Beis Yosef says some want to say that pshara is like a mecher. What's a mecher mean? Mecher means I give something and I get something. Matan means I only give something. So pshara is a mecher because I give something and I get something. What I get? I get that I'm not losing everything. Before the Beis Yosef. So that's number one. Number two. It's good. Mishma Yosef Atov. It's not only is it the smart thing to do, it's also the right thing to do. Gemara has a Masechta Bava Metzia. Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Lo Chove Yerushalayim Ela Shamida Dinei Mal Din Torah. Before she Gemara. We mentioned tomorrow on Thursday. I don't think so either. I maybe didn't get this far. So I have a famous kasha on this. Tosis kasha, not my kasha. Tosis kasha. Frank Tosis, you're telling me in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed. Lo Chove Yerushalayim Ela Shamida Dinei Mal Din Torah. Everyone wants to get his full rights. No psharis. Was the Gemara to be fair? Should I get a more famous Gemara? That the Chovir Shavuos from Sin is Chinam. You would have tested in Beis. An obvious kasha. Tosha says you're right. Alzev. This caused it. They both two separate reasons caused the Chovir. I want to see a different shot. The Fiyani is died, which is as follows. Sin is Chinam. Am Chochem v'Novan is a Sin is Chinam. That mamish. Nobody knows it for no reason whatsoever. That's absurd. Can't be. The terrorist says, no, there's always going to be a reason. But the reason is insufficient. I say, someone walks by me and steps on my toe. They're mistaken. My toe's in the... I just came from a plane. We're out of a plane, people step on your toe all the time. The rest of his life, he hates the guy who stepped on his toe. That's sin as chinam. What do you mean chinam? He stepped on my toe. And what if he stepped on your figurative toe? Because he didn't give you the right aliyah that you wanted. Or maybe he looked at you a little bit the wrong way, or he didn't do a favor you expected he should do for you. It's also chinam. That's the pshat over here. If Klai Yisrael would make psharis, go to Fnim Mishir Asadin, not insist on all their perceived legal or realistic rights, it would be okay. Because they insist on all their so-called perceived rights, then they're going to have to fight with other people. And they're not going to be marichon. They're going to hate them. So the sin is chinam is not an independent consideration of, apart from Hamidu the name of the Torah. Because Hamidu the name of the Torah had led to the sin is chinam. It's my pshat and atosis and an alternate terrorist atosis. So therefore, it's an independently valid and good thing to do. Fine, very good. Oh, we'll discuss. I'll come to that right now. Yes, Joey.
I don't understand how pshara can be such a common case if there are indeed black and white laws. I don't think it should be coming down to the judge. I don't think it should be coming down to the judges opinion so many times
Very good question. Why are dayanim so afraid to paskin din? Right. Number one, the most is mitzvah of soa. It's a mitzvah to make up pshara. But number two, as we shall see. Everyone have a Shulchan Aruch? Who has a Shulchan Aruch here today? Not everybody. Can you go on the screen? It's not working.
Try again.
It's not working.
It's down.
Okay. I'll read you the Shulchan Aruch without the screen. Okay? It's only one line. If you have it on your own private computer, or if you have your own actual Shulchan Aruch, open up the Siman Yud Beis, Sif Chaf. Tzrichin adayonim lisrachek b'chol ha'yacholes, shlo yikablu alein nodon din Torah. Dayonim should try very hard not to be involved in a strict din Torah. Where does it come from? So again, it's in the Torah. I brought the Torah too. Good thing I brought all the Svarim today. Okay, forget it. I read you the Torah. Here we go. This is the tour which I'm not used to. This is the tour, Hamor tour. I'm used to the Mechon Yerushalayim tour. Hard to find anything over here. But let's give it a look a little bit. And find it. Oh, come on. Oh, here's the tour. Kosev b'sefer ha-mitzvahs. Tzrichin ha-dayonu l'yisrachim b'chol ha-yicholah shlo yikabal alem v'dodin de Torah kim od nismato ha-levavos. V'gar sinu b'yushalmi perakamanis ha-nehajim alocha alef. Mirav Shimon b'yuchoy botlu dinei mamanis. Mirav Shimon b'yuchoy les t'chachem b'din. Can you imagine that? Rabbi Yosef b'chalafta. Di Rabbi Yosef, the God of the door. Bo shneish anoshim d'fana amulo. I'm not sure to the name of the Torah. I'm them, sorry. Ain't your day a lot of that's going to the Torah. Can you imagine? Rabbi Yossi, the God of Lador, he did not pass the Torah. So we're going to have a chutzpah to pass over there. What they call in Yiddish today, Arena the Torah, which means a pure the Torah without any pshara. We're scared stiff. So the Beis Yosef is over here. Hold on. Quotes is then over here. But the source is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi. So in other words, look, the Baalei Din should look for Pshara for two reasons. One, it's to be a little bit risk averse. Two, Tzitzis Yoshev HaTov. And the Dayanim want a Pshara because they're afraid to pass them Din Torah. What if they get it wrong? And this is what the Yerushalmi says. Brich Rachmana the Lekha Chokim Midon. What does it mean? That he made a bracha to Hashem. Al Shabbat the Imamis, Milodim the Torah. The Kevan, Deinim Chachomim, Ubikin. Lo Yikabdu Aleim on the Torah. If you're not Simeonish, then why you tell him? Right? This is the Bach quotes from the Smagako spoken from the Yerushalmi. Okay? So keep that in mind too. You are right. You are afraid of Aruch Chaim too. But what are you going to do? You got to pass to the shadows. Kosher is straight. It's Chaim. You have no choice. You can't make too many. The truth is, we have Pshara here too. Shachat Tchak is one way. Otherwise, the other way. It's also kind of a Pshara. Let me go further in this discussion. Rabbi Osai. Let's take a look at Tosis again. Vav and Aleph, okay? Please open to the Tosis. Vav and Aleph. Sricha Kinyan. Im Neforesh, the Kinyan shall Shara Osen, Kodem Ap Shara. The Konim Zemizel Assos, Kemosh Yorwa Dayonim, Hein Lashalem, Hein Limchol. So before, again, I'm still assuming that it's for the moment, it's at the very end of the Dintara, after you heard everything, before you announce the sum. You tell them, guys, be mekabel kinyan on the pshara. If, that's im nefarish. But still, you can't bring a riot at mechila tzricha kinyan, because here it's different, it's like a toast. We saw that the Rashi with Shuvah, we did see on Wednesday, Shuvah, I think, Elif Lamed, if I'm not mistaken, it sticks in my head, it's like a smachta in the kinyan with bez and choshen, that we did discuss. That I'm quite sure we discussed on Wednesday. Okay? Vafilu, have a look inside. Tosas Sricha, starts the line Vafilu. Vafilu, the fourth line. Vafilu, Nefarish, Akinyan, Huli, Acher, Apshara. After it's announced, 70-30, Akati, and Ramikan, the Matzah, the Mema, the Kinyan, Al Oso, Sheshlo, Li Acher, the Froa. I will hide the Mochel, and Tzara, Kinyan. Maybe only one has to make a Kinyan, not the one who's Mochel. Miu, watch this now. Balochas, Gedolos, Pirish, Bilchos, Dayonim. The Tzorach, Kenyan, what's the Nun? Af, Al HaMechila. Af, Al Pi, Sha'osin, HaKenyan, Achar HaPshara. No, it's like a Mechila B'tos. You're listening to the Dayanim. Adkan. And the rest of the Tosfos has nothing to do with our direct discussion. But Mechila Tzricha Kinyan and Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay. Now, the.
What do you have to say? I mean, if a guy owes you a debt, and you forgive the debt,
right?
Do you make a kinyan?
You don't have to. We pass the mechila tzricha kinyan.
Right.
But I mean, okay, but that's
the,
but
total.
No,
you're not giving away something.
Exactly. The halacha that mechila and tzricha kinyan, the source is right here. This is the source. Source is this Tarsus, the Sanhedrin of Rav. Not for this Tarsus, we wouldn't know it. Maybe someone would actually disagree and say that maybe you really Mechila Tzricha Kinyan. Okay? That's what it says over here. Fine. So now, watch this. So the Darkei Moshe of the Ramah, bottom of the tour in Siman Yud Beis, yeah, it's not the tour I'm used to. Again, Masha Tzrichin, I'm reading from the quotes from the Haggadah Tzmaim from the Rav Yoh. Masha Tzrichin Kinyan Hanimili Kadesh Lo Yuchal Lachzvo Hanosein Taino HaToveya Aval HaToveya, excuse me, Taino HaNitva, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Aval HaToveya En Yuchal Lachzvo Afid Velo Kinyan De Mechina Tzrichin Kinyan. That's what you saw in our Tosis. That's that possibility. And the Ravan Rav Tzemach Gon Bahag Posku Shafila Mochot Tzara Kinyan. What's the reason? Ein Yodea Keich Yivshu V'kam B'Yimcho Miwim Shamu HaPshara Kvar V'Shasku. They heard the Pshara and they're quiet. V'Shuv Bola Tzvo HaMosar. Now you want more. So the Mochot requires a Kinyan. He didn't do a Kinyan. And I want some more. So Pashto, should we allow to ask for more? No. Lo Motzi Tava. And Rav Tzemach says, no, you Motzi Tava. Kevin Shalom Mochal. This we saw this in the Mordechai. We saw this last week. Tough Resh Ayin Test. Tough Resh Pay. We discussed what the Chepetz means. Does the Chepetz mean the object of the contention, or does it mean the handkerchief for the chalipin? I'm not going to repeat that right now. Oh. Now, again, the Gemara's over here, Rabosai, in the end of the sugya, Daf Vavim Beis on the very top, Nigmar Adin Iyata Rasho Livsoa. Once Nigmar Adin, that's it. That's out. Okay?
What about the opposite? Sure, you stop and say, I want you.
A guy's in the middle of a pshara, and then he changed. I changed my mind. Wow. See, again, you're discussing based upon our kind of pshara, where the kinyan is made at the very beginning of the proceedings. We spoke about it earlier on Thursday. The impression from most of Shom is that the kinyan is made at the very end of the proceeding, before they announce the amount, after they answer the amount. We'll see later that what we do may not be what the pshara of Dina Gemara. It's hard to know whether you can back out. I don't think so. I think once you agree to pshara, you agreed. Otherwise, yeah.
All but they did
one pshara. No bezin wants a pasuk strict in Torah. No bezin.
But they all do with the kinyan before everything.
Everyone does a kinyan before, and it's, we'll discuss details. It's a concept called pshara krovel adin. That's what our rule.
Is that done because of American law? Or is it done
because of halacha? Halacha. Don't do American law. We'll see soon. It's plain pshara, and it's pshara krovel adin. We'll have to see what the difference is between the two of them. We'll leave that. I hope to discuss it today. Okay. We'll try to finish that if we can. Do whatever we can. Right. Now, as I mentioned to you, I think we did discuss on Thursday briefly. In other words, what we do nowadays, we talk about the pshara at the very beginning of the proceedings, could be that's not the pshara of Chazal. But there was a pshara of Chazal. No, in those days, people had a greater respect for the rabbis. And if the din Torah is over already, they spent the 3 hours hearing the case. And the judges take a break and they come out with a stern face and say, we decided that the parties are required to compromise. Said, no, the rabbi, sorry. No. So therefore, we can't do the pshara. That's the only pshara we can do is the mekabel kinyan on the pshara before you even start the proceedings. You don't like it, we're going to walk away. That's what we saw in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. You don't want I'm going to leave. A famous case of the no pshara case with that was back in 1986, I think it was almost 30 years ago. No pshara, the $5 in Torah. So for that, Rabbi Schechter maneuvering himself, willing to take a chance not to make a mistake, and the one party won the whole $5 on no pshara. He might have won $5 even with a pshara. As Rabbi Schechter often says, a pshara doesn't have to be 50%. And that's enough to be 70%. It could be 100%. But we'll see that as we go.
How does that work? The 100-0. How is that a pshara?
It depends how you define pshara. That's what we're coming to now. If pshara is, you take into account both the strict halacha, the din, and what's called yosher v'tov, which means equity, what's fair, there could be a case where according to strict halacha, the guy's entitled to $5, and according to what's fair, he's also entitled to $5. Rav Shechter often says, the pshara is, you get $5, you get the other guy loses everything. It's also a pshara. Because not only is it strict halacha, it's always fair.
So that wouldn't be din?
It's din and it, both. The result of din, the result of pshara, one and the same. He gets the whole $5, yeah? Oh. Is it subjective? We'll have to see. That's I have an hour to talk about that. Give me an hour. Hope they try to get to as much as they possibly can. Okay. Fine. Again, the simple pshat in the Rishonim, as we spoke about quite a few times, is that the pshara in Shas is not the pshara of today. The pshara in Shas is done at the end of the proceedings, either before they announce the amount or after they announce the amount.
What is the pshara of today? Like, how can we do that before the proceedings?
Hold on, slow. Slowly. I'm going to read you the lashon of the Gemara. Number one, the Gemara says tzu ubitzu means that you're just a facilitator. You go out yourself and make yourself a pshara. That's the lashon of tzu ubitzu, which we saw in the Gemara on the Vav and Aleph. What the Bahag say? Tupula was pshara. So one is merkel to the other. Now, the Ravan, we saw quoted before, I read you the Rav Yochanan quoting the Ravan, says as follows. Two will come. She is spashu beinayim u'mekabalim osam aleyim. Svichim kinyan shelo yachzu behem yamashi yispashu. Wow. So, but later he says, im yosu l'pshara yaknu. What does that mean? Im yom udina ain't sarach kinyan. When are they saying this? He wants to make him a medayik from the Lashon. Konim kodon sheschilu l'shmo devrayim. Is that really true? That's our kind of pshara. Wow. I don't have the full Ravan in front of me. We have downstairs in the base manager. We'll get it for tomorrow, please. All right. Ravan, if you can. Siman Kuf, because there's the Lashonis here which are not found in the Mordechai, who quotes it. Then he quotes the Ravid, Mimdeim, that the king is on a particular amount of money. Oh, this we did do one. This is already a Chazara. Remember I told you about the Meiri, which is on the Mar Makomas, that what they do? A shtar pshara. V'odanu lehem es hakol v'chakak chanini mehem. U'gidoli ador sorim shavkodem odor v'en kan loma the kinyin b'tos. Okay. He said maybe that's not what did the Gemara. The Gemara they made the Kenyan after they announced the amount. And the Ravid, who's called Gedolei Ador, perhaps is a different minig, which is not Pshor B'Divri Chazal. Fine. Now you go to Rashi. Let's see. After all this, let's go to Rashi, the main Rebbe, Rabbi Shel Yisrael. Hey, Amid Beis, everyone say. Hey, Amid Beis. This is a little Chazara from Thursday, end of the Shia. Hey, Amud Beis. Yofe koach apshara mikoach adin. So Rashi explains. Shnaim shesu pshara in Baal Yichol Nachzer, and the last Rashi. Sharei Nisratu v'alpien osu. Wait a minute, you can't put back out from din either. He said, Dunu al santosa, Dunu al sanu. The last tosis. Dunu al sanu, kemoshe regilin nasos adin. O asilin upshok, moshe regilin nasos b'chai gavne yofe. Because then if there are only two guys, you can back out. Shnayim shosu, you can back out, because ain't din amdin. By pshara, not. He says, pshara like this. According to Tosis, was pshara like a din. Shemekablem mitchila mashiyamu adayonim. Shekablu mitchila mashiyamu adayonim. Our version of pshara. You tell them. I think this is before hit pay dirt. This finally a rishon who seems to be saying that you do it at the beginning. Because what does it say? Look. Dunu al sonu kemo shiragilim. Why did it say this? They come to the people and they say, rule for us as it's normally ruled. What are you saying this? Or make up sure. What are you saying this? Presumably as soon as you walk in. Two guys are sitting there, Bezin, Shul, Shnayim, Shmuel, yes, no. And two adversaries walk in and say, give us, do a pshara for us. That's before they even heard the case. That's what Tosa says. Wow. Oh. So the Rama, this is what we left off, we ran out of time. The Lashon of the Rama, the Yad Rama is as follows. Sharei Nisratzu Balei Dinin, Val Pien Nasa Adover, V'yaf Agav Lo Kona Minayu, D'chi Tzorach Kinyin, Hered Lo Moshech, etc. What does that mean? They were Nisratzu to the Pshara proper. That's Pshat and Rashi. So what's our P.N. Osu? Not Osu that they decided the case. No. Osu means they gave the mama one to the other. So you can't back out. And this answers Tosis Kash. Mama Medbeis, Rebbe Osai. Nigmar Adin, Yeter Asher Levtsoa. Kochekvar Diktiku Bedin Heitev. In other words, according to Tosis, it doesn't mean they made a formal decision. In their minds, they reach a particular conclusion. And it's immoral, once you reach a conclusion, to try to convince the guy to settle for a compromise. Because you're asking to lose when you already know they would have won 100%. based on the decision which you've reached in your mind, even though it hasn't been formally pronounced. That's Tosfos Pshat.
So, what if new evidence?
That's another story. We'll get to that later. Yeah. Would it be Gzela? I don't know. We'll get to that as Gzela perhaps. We'll see soon. May not be Gzela. Rashi says, you already know, Nigmar Nigmar Pshuto. Ish Ploni at the Zak, Ish Ploni at the Chayev. And that's Posh Pshat Meloshin. But because it might be Tzua Shayach Ashto. Arash and Nifsek Adin Nagare. You already passed it. I can have a Pshar now. But Dochak, you shouldn't fool them by saying, oh, we maybe made a mistake. We're going to back out from Apsak. That's a very big Dochak. Very big Dochak. It says here in this Maimon page, Kuf Nun Ches. You have one copy, right? You send you this. I gave you the other copy.
Did it leave it to you? From the basement?
Yeah.
It's in the basement.
You put it back, right?
Yeah.
Good? Okay. So now there are two copies. We'll try to have them both for you tomorrow because it's a very good Maimon. Good? It's like this. He says, that's true, Tosfos Kasha. If you say Shemavakshim mehem shekablu mashiyomu bezin, already bezin already said his piece. The shezocha bedin lami kablu lav litos b'das acherim. It's ridiculous. Aval leratzoso sheyevater meyatzmo schum mesuyim kviyaniro lebezin. V'aliyadain shayach. Rashi learns, Mister, you got $100. We're asking you as a lifnim mishur asadin to be mevata $20. That you can do even after they made a formal decision. He says, Pshat in the Rambam. Rambam says, Yof v'koch, Pshar v'koch adin. Says the Rambam. If also Pshar v'konim b'yodon en yichol nafza behen. What does it mean? He meant it to the very beginning, whatever the judges will say. So even by two shadano, you can't back out. It's like the Rambam. Whether we say shekonim etchila lasas kamo shiro erma dayonim, it works within a pshara, or whether it doesn't work here, shekonim ehem achakach hamamun, it doesn't work. Can you be tos? Oh, Rabbi Osai, take a look in Tosfos Hilchasa. Excuse me, Tosfos Yofeh. So Tosfos Yofeh seems to be saying that the Pshara is at the very beginning, before they even have the Din Torah, as we mentioned a little while ago. He thinks the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is exactly the same thing. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, and the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef we have, don't we? Turn to the back, Rabbi Osai. Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Both parties have to agree, correct?
If it did, it would only be two out of three. So if it's at the end.
You're talking about both Dayanim.
Both Dayanim. If you have three Dayanim.
It's according to one day Tosfos, in order for Pshar, all of you have to agree.
So
as opposed to then it's two to one.
If you do it at the end, how you have a higher standard than a Pshara, than of Din. They could rend the Din. They're wrapped up ready.
By a two to one vote, they can rend the Din.
They could rend the Din. So they need a unanimous vote to do what?
The Pshara, sure, right.
So it hardly makes sense that it's at the end. To have a higher standard for Pshara, if it's before you get into everything.
I hear what you're saying. We have to discuss that in itself, of unanimity, which is not everyone agrees to that at all. Now, so the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says I'm trying to get this. Hold on a second. Thank you. Bottom line is, let's leave out the details. Bottom line is, the minig is that we make quotes over here from the Rashdan. Afal gav that tosu say view it started in my kinyan kodem apshara. Kom suga di alma the vare hachi ezla the chobot dinim shakodem apshara note in my kinyan. And he thinks it means mamish at the beginning of the din Torah. Fine. Let's put this aside. Let's not get down to kachs. Bottom line, Rabbi say we only do a pshara at the beginning. But now the question, the big question, which plagues every dayan in the world today, about based on what principles should we be determining the pshara? You said it's very subjective. Let's analyze that right now. Right now. Rabosai, we saw Shvus Yaakov. I was going to show you again today, but the screen is not working. If it was working from last week, it still exists, you think?
No, I checked this morning.
There
was somebody logged off.
Ah, so it's not here
anymore.
No, it's okay.
You what?
No. I thought it was just the one from last week. Oh. So we know what's Pshara called? Mishpat Shalom. Shalom. Mishpat Shesh Bar Shalom. Okay? Let's look at the Gemara again. On both sides, the Gemara is the most important source. Davavam and Beis. While discussing the idea of Pshara, and was two different names. Emes or Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sharechem. You see, it's about halfway down the narrow lines. It's a pasuk in Zechariah. Mitzvah of Tzora. How can it be? Is Mishpat Shalom that's contradictory? A is the Mishpat Yeshpat Shalom. Bitsua. David says, Osev Mishpat Utstaka. Ah, it's again a contradiction. Ezo Mishpat Sheesh Utstaka. Haviyom is a Bitsua. So the two separate goals that Bitsua is supposed to accomplish, Rebbe Osai. One is Shalom, and one is Tztaka. Tztaka, we said, is equity, but it's being fair. Shalom means peace at all costs. Just peace. Oh. Oh. We saw on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Let's turn there again. We saw it on Thursday. Let's see it again. Lamed Beis and Beis. So Wednesday also. Tzedek tzedek tirtof echad l'din v'echad l'pshara. What's the case? Two boats. If they both pass, they'll both sink. Two camels. They'll both pass, they'll both fall down. So what do you do? So you use principles of equity. Tidachet she'en atunah v'me t'unah. Tidachet krova v'me she'en krova. If they're both hatla pshara b'neim umala schar zuzu, you have to figure out. Look, be mevata and you'll get a few dollars in compensation for your vitur. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Abel Kroy. Tzedek tzedek lav l'drisha v'chakira. See, ala tzedek din shalcha v'tzedek pshar shalcha. If he rose einecha v'lo tirdof eso echad yosu mechaver. In other words, you have to be very careful in making an appropriate pshar. The Shvus Yaakov, hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to show it to you, says, it's all whatever they want to do. There's an expression, shoot at the dining. It's a choice of the judge, whatever he decides. That's how he understood it. If you marry ain't of Yishpot, whatever he thinks, that's how he understood Rashi. Not so pashut. Because the Ramah, in the first parak, says, She'ainu b'davar heitei l'fimashe neim ros. Riesainayim. That's what's called iyun heitev. Not just do whatever you want. Just look very carefully, see what you should be deciding. What did Rashi say over here? Now, Vavam and Beis, Rebbe Osai. Vavam and Beis. He meant the Lashon over here, Rebbe Osai. Vavam and Beis, Ms. Beis. Lefi Ro'os Einecha. Remember that phrase? The same phrase is found over here. Let's give a look. Vavam and Beis. Last four lines. Shema Yehoma Adai Malad Vitzar Azeh. Tamlocha Vimokha Medvar Mishpat. Medvar Mishpat. Eilu l'dayin l'mashen of Ros. What does that mean? Talk to Rashi. Next to this Rashi. Lidom l'skavin l'otzio l'tzidko l'amito. Not do whatever you want. Figure it out to the best of your ability. And the same expression, Ein of Ros, used by Rashi, Lefalam and Beis, and Beis. That's what he means by Peshara. Not just do whatever you want. That's what it means. And it goes on, not only on Peshara, it goes on Din also. Rav Osai, the bottom of Vav is going on Din, not going on Pshara. As Yerushalmi quotes, is quoted by Tosis. Tiski betray, what does it say over there? Pshara nami tzricha chreya das. You got to think about it very carefully. Very carefully. You can't just do whatever you want. Chas v'shal. Okay? Be very careful in the Pshar. Sorach l'daktek bo, as the Ramah put it. But he still hasn't answered that question. All right, you can do whatever you want. But what are the criteria for your decision? What's going on? Now, let's turn to the Tosus Arush, I will say. Tosus Arush. Tosus Arush. You will have it. I assume most of you have it in the back. Rosh is here? Where is it? Oh, I found it. I'm not so accustomed yet. Tos Rosh here in the first parak. You saw this really last week. It's time to chaz a little bit. It's page Dalet, I believe. One second, please. Yeah. Bitsua Bishlosha. Everyone see it? It's page Dalet. Yeah, page Dalet, most of the way down the first column. Bitzua Lashon Pshara. The Brochas Lamates. Meniach Prusa Betoch Shlema Botze. You cut. Kain Derech HaMefash HaTzorach V'Shabe Ra'inyan L'Chalt on a success Michel Zeh L'Zeh. You're giving from one to the other. U'man Demach Merkor Le'Bitzua HaTzorach Gimel Kain Din HaTzorach L'Daktek L'Tzamtim L'Vatzeach Kafir HaRoi M'Zelet N'Zelet V'Inyan. Uman de meikil karle pshara, then sorach l'dakte kolkach, el ka'oda mamatul tzonu tocham and mefashram. You make hot and cold water, you make it lukewarm. Do you know exactly how many degrees it's going to be? You don't know. So he says it, you don't have to be medaktek. Wow. 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 That seems to be the chiddush of the rush. What are you trying to do? Stop the machlokes. Stop the machlokes. Ay, tzedek, tirdof. No. On Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis referring to a case where the Bezin forces the parties to accept Pshara. They have to be medaktik more carefully. But if the parties on their own are volunteering to accept the pshara, I have to be so careful. That's a possibility within Shitas HaRosh. Next question. On both sides, do the Dayanim have to figure out what the din is before they decide a pshara?
How much work?
In other words, what's the Iker HaDin? Is a pshara and pshara, you start with what the din is, then you figure out, all right, we'll make a bit of a compromise for whatever reason. Well, no, and I'm here to figure out the dentist. Oh, exactly. Okay, let's take a look. Do you need three? This one, machlokes. Ramesh, you need three. You know why? Because you need three to figure out the din. Every din Torah needs three. And pshara is no exception. You gotta know what the din is before you make a pshara. You have to have three. Rabbanan? No. And as a matter of fact, even if you look at Tosis, even according to the opinion that does require three, what did Tosis say? Tosus Hilchasa, Shorts Yuch HaKinyim, V'hod lo sagi betray, Shun da havi kim HaKinyim betos, D'lo b'ki b'pshara shapir. Tosus Hilo b'ki b'din, D'lo b'ki b'pshara. He wants to be medayik, you don't have to know what the din is at all. You don't have to know what the din is. And even the Lashon of Echrei Adas, means it shouldn't be some wanton, arbitrary decision. Doesn't say I don't know what the din is. And as a matter of fact, the Rama says, what's the machlokes of Meir Rabbanan? That's the one above. Morris says, look inside, please, look inside. Lemek etanoi, halfway down. Bitsua b'shlosh de Rameh p'shcham p'shar b'yochid, sivarua, the kuli alma makshin p'shar l'din. Ma'ala b'hokam ifli, the ma'as of a din b'shlosh, the ma'as of a din b'shnai. That's the Gemara suggests. Suggest afterwards. No. Kulama den mishlosh. Hakavach mitzvei. Marasav makshinim sholadin. Marasav lo makshinim sholadin. Why not? That's exactly what machlokes. If you have to fix the din first, you need three. If you don't, it's enough to have one or two. So much so, this is the words of the Ramban of Lamed Beis. The din lo boy yunav etzilusa kulehai ala mifsgei alibel aliba delchusa. Fakert din you look in Shulchan Aruch, you know what the halacha is done. Upshara sricha yunav tfei ula ayin lefishikol adas veliros mi mehen ome emes vami roa lahach meyoser. So what is he saying? Don't have to know what the din is. You have to work harder to figure out who's telling the truth. In other words, when the Shulchan Aruch gives us specific rules and regulations, you don't have to work so hard. We learned you got smicha yodin. You know what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You apply the laws to the case, easy. But pshara is much more complex. And if you want it explicit. That you don't have to know what the din is, take a look over here, Rabbi Osai. The last paragraph of the Tosfos Rosh on page Dalet, column 1. V'hocha b'hocha miflegi, tema, amaylo kama l'shmuel v'ade tanoi, ale rabo milema tanoi. You haven't read the Shas that way. V'nirali, t'mishamachi lo kama tamuda hachi mishum d'mosit shmuel l'meima, afra b'meir sove din b'shnayim, mishum d'chsiv b'tzed b'shmuel misecha. V'keva d'dina ko avdi, Sagi b'yechod. Ava pshara sha'osin below din. Kola sha'yisha b'yeneim. Sor gimel. Ve'hefker bezin hefker. Whoa. What could be more explicit than that? that the Rosh holds that Pshara is not based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's based on what you think is fair, what you think is true. And that's based upon Hefka, Bez, and Hefka. You don't have to know the din. There's no need to know what the din is. There's a Mefurish in the Rosh. Black and white. Black and white. Black and white. Nothing with din at all. Now, there is a Rashi in Bava Metzia that talks about the May Basar Bezol. That's what the Shulz Yaakov called. We saw this on Wednesday or Tuesday. You take a lap off a third. A third of what? You have to know what the din. How can you lap off a third if you don't know what the top number is? By definition, if a Pshara take off a third, you have to know what the real din is. And that's Pashat. That's Pashat. Oh. It's the following suggestion. When you make a Pshara Mitzat Shalom, you come to the various Sveikas to the Bezdin, you try to make a Pshara Mitzat Aloch. It's B'yameinu, we almost forced them to accept the Pshara. They don't really know what they're talking about. So you have to follow Rashi. Why? I mean, here's the quotation. Mistama kiblu ma'shiyah din lefnei adayonim b'yesek apshara. In other words, forget about what the poskim say. What does the average Baal HaBos think? The average Baal HaBos is assuming that the judge is not going to just go out to lunch. They're going to figure out what the din is and then make a pshara based upon the din. So even though the rush may hold is not necessary, but Bizman HaZeh it is necessary. Because the Balei Din are not going to be accepting some arbitrary Pshara. So you first got the Din, then do the Pshara. Because of Yosher, what's fair, okay? And it should be Ma'amal Din Torah, it should make Shalom, etc., etc., etc. So now, Rabosai, there are four, it gives four types of pshara. Okay, Rabosai? Four types of pshara. That's the last part of this mimer. So another 10 pages to go. Four possibilities of pshara. One, tsu bitsu. Send it out. Go make a pshara. I remember it was once in Tel Aviv Bezdin. A simple list was Av Bezdin. I mentioned this last year, I think. They were hacking around with a Sephardi Ksuba wrote 10 million shkolim. And one was saying this. He said, send them home. Go figure out. Make a compromise. I'm not going to get involved with you. Number two. Without a Kabbalah's Kinyan from the beginning, Lodun Shalom Bedikto Gomer, to suggest a Pshara to them. Suggest a Pshara. And if you agree, the Kabbalah Kinyan, if they know the number, 70 out of 100. Number three, what he calls Ikadar Pshara, the Kabbalah Kinyan from the very beginning, listen very carefully to their claims. Nami din tad din Torah, mitzad ha-shalom v'ha-yosher, v'ha-roi v'alichos b'nei Adam, u'bevitu ha-roi l'fi'inyan l'chol tzad. Fourth and final, which we think is the right way, Ladon Tchila Bidin Torah, and afterwards you see what you should take away a little bit. Shalom Adin Torah, Mitzad Hashalom, Mitzad Yosher, etc., etc. So the first, let's just chaz it. The first way is Tzu Bitzu. Just tell them to go out and make a pshar on their own. Okay, fine. The second, along the lines of the first, now what do? Instead of telling the guys you go out and figure it out on your own, we suggest a pshara to them, which we think is appropriate. We're not exactly sure, etc. The rush, you don't have to know what the din is. Lashon kal. And therefore, Abosai, instead of telling them to figure it out, and if they figure out a pshara, may have nothing to do with what's fair, what's right, what's halachic, just whatever they decide. Here too, we propose an amount, also not figuring out what the din is, and I hope they'll agree to that amount. The third, Yerushalmi, Tosus, Ramah, Hechrea, Hadas, V'dikduk. But it never says you have to figure out the din first. So what? So then the question becomes your question. So what is the Iklim of Pshara? If it's din, we understand you lack off something. But if it's totally free for free, we have no idea what's going on. What are the criteria? Oh. Sorry? Right, exactly. The Rama says as follows. Ya'ainu ha-bedover heitev fima she'nein ro'os k'desh lo yatrichu al-echad mi-balad in yosem idai. He says, tzrichu levatzeh ha-momon l'chalko k'desh lo yatrichu al-echad mi-nifsad yosem idai. What does that mean? What does that mean? What's he talking about? We don't understand what he's talking about. What does it mean? The answer is the Ramah writes in Shikol Adas the Liros, very carefully, Mimehen Omer Emes Vamiror Lahachmer Yoser. What does that mean? What does that mean? In other words, if you have straight Eidos that Shimon stole from Reuven, or he agrees, he admits that he stole from Reuven. Nope, he can't make a pshara. No pshara. Forget it. The answer is, everyone has a bit of a taina. And there are two separate issues, very critical. One, we cannot determine the truth. I've been a minute in Taurus. You can't 100% figure out the truth. Who's telling the truth? You know, it's often very subjective. What was the agreement? What was the understanding? You don't know.
How is the truth subjective?
In other words,
if it's a fact,
not a fact. There was an agreement between Reuven and Shimon. What was the precise understanding of the agreement? That's the most common in Torah. I thought it meant this, you thought it meant that. Let's say the Tovei has no proof. So in strict halacha, he gets zero. But the Dayanim feel, you know, there's probably some merit to what Reuven is saying. Even though according to strict halacha, he has not reached the standard of proof. Or the other way around. Sometimes the Tovei wins without a proof. He gives examples, Naskar, the Rababa, things of this nature. You have to figure out who's telling the truth. Number one. Number two. Let's say, technically speaking, the fellow's putter. Not because the plaintiff did not reach the standard of proof, because according to strict halacha, he's potter. You all know these cases. Potter b'dinei Adam, v'chayah b'dinei Shemayim. Famous. It's a grammar. Let's say asmachta. Asmachta lo kanya. Yeah, that's a halacha concept, but it's not so, you know. There's some merit to the that there was some kind of understanding over here. I'm losing money on this basis. Or the case of Bava Metzia, what happened? A guy was a shepherd and he conducted himself in the fashion that all shepherds conduct themselves. Problem is, the Torah requires more from a Shomer Sof. So there's a shtickl time on his side. True, according to strict halach, I lose, but I do what everyone else is doing. It's like you go to the cop. He gets, I'm not going any faster than anybody else. Try that, you know, when anybody stops. But there's something, it's a shtickle tiny, right? We use it as a tiny. Yeah, vita. And that's where there's room for a pshara. Oh. So how do you do it? Let's see. So if we're talking about determining the facts, La'ayin lefishikol adas v'liros mimen omer emes. You look him in the eye. You hear the way he's saying it. Yeah, you use your gut. Yeah, that's why in our bezin, we don't have toe on him. And even if we have lawyers, which we do, except we have to, except otherwise it would be overturned in a second, a quarter, a minute, we try very hard to hear from the parties themselves. You know, if you go to second of the court, the party is given a gag, don't open your mouth. Especially the one who's lying. Let the lawyer talk for you. He's a professional lawyer. It's paid. We try to avoid these things. We'll discuss the details later in terms of talk. in our Bezin, in New York, I think in every state it's the same, you have to be given the right to counsel. If the guy's not given the right to counsel, it can be overturned in a minute, in a secular court. Arbitration. So we have to be given the right to counsel, but we restrict ourselves to lawyers. You want to bring a toyin? No dice. Now, lawyer, if he's disbarred, he wouldn't take it. That's fair. Fair, I think it's fair. He hasn't conducted himself according to the rules of the lawyers of the town. I'm not saying I don't know about what the rules are, but you have to have some kind of rules. Lawyers are very helpful sometimes. No, so in the classical, what they did, not ours, they say you need a toyin. Why? Because the guy can't get the words out straight. You can't figure what he's driving at. The toyin says it better. There's some truth to that, but the problem is the toyin is also so smart they can say things, try to fool the dayanim. We're not so smart, so we deal with lawyers. I lawyers try to fool us also. But we try to, No, I repeat, if the lawyers, for some reason, there's a reason that we can't use them, but otherwise, any lawyer you want. Okay. Now, there can be cases where a guy could win 100%. 100%? Of course, enough on a Meiri in the fourth parak. Naflam Bezim Advance. Let's finally get to what we call the fourth thing, which is what we do all the time. And that's probably what they call in today's lingo, Pshara HaKrova L'Din. That's what it says in our piece of paper. I don't have it. I should have brought it with me. Our rules and procedures. It's okay. Pshara HaKrova L'Din. That's what we use. What does that mean? As I said, the Rashi above a Metzia, the Fembez and Metbez. Mishal de Ebosa Bezol. It's a Pshara. You're considered to be a Posher by Shamasaf because you didn't follow, even though you did what everyone else is doing. So therefore, it's not a Pshia Kol Kach because you did what everyone else is doing. So you lap off a third. Oh. Except. In verse number 3, we never even figured out the din. Verse number 4, we figure out the din first. So what's the pshara? I get mitzad halichos b'nei adam, or mitzad hayosher bilvad. In other words, rule number 3, pure equity. Try to figure out on your own. Then number 4, no, it's combination of din and tov yosher. Nirish mikan mekor apshara hanikres pesher korav ledin. Exactly what we do today. Pesher korav ledin. That's what we do. If this is the case of Osai, it could be 100-0 pesher korav ledin. Din is 100, and the guy has, there's no mitigating factor whatsoever. Not in terms of the equity, not in terms of the binig of medina, nothing. So, okay. What's the pshat? Mishpat Shalom. Oh. Where's it come from? Baba Metzia Daf Lamed Lachov Yerushalayim Elo Shmei She'emidu Dinei Maldin Torah Lefnei Mishur Asadin. Rabos Av Araya Barua, this is true. Araya Barua. Look in the Ramah, in Sibes, the Ein based in Yecholim Lochuf Likonis of Fnim Yeshua Sadin, Afo Pishu Niramem Shumin Aroya Vyesh Cholkim. What's this doing here? Simeon based about Pshara. Why are we discussing the Fnim Yeshua Sadin? What's the answer? As I said, Pshara is based on Lifnim Yeshua Sadin, either exclusively Yosher, or as we have it commonly, it's a combination of the din and the Yosher. So how do you do it? two judges. I'm reading his language. You can see the same case, know the same facts, and have a different opinion of what the pshara should be. Based on hakdamos shebelibo, ubahargeshosav umachshavosav, banhagas halichos pnei adam. That's called ein of roos. Maybe it's possible. Maybe it's possible. Knock off a third. Okay. Now, we have a critical Gemara to teach us about Pshar, which is the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis and Mid Beis. What does that mean? You have to, each party, either both boats are empty, both boats are full, both camels are laden, both are not laden. So, no, you have to make them kind of a compromise. Reuven will go through and Shimon will compensate him a certain amount of money. And you determine that amount of money. That's Pshara, when there's no din at all. The Rosh and the Tshuva, there is no din in that case. What do you do? This kind of malas chal sheni. The Ramah writes, "Tamar b'vischaru over tchila." Obviously, they both. Let's say they both insist they want to go first. So you figure out, make an estimate, and the dayan will either choose who goes first, or he says, "Varf goyro, goyro." You go, you do. There, either the pshar is bal karcho, you give the rights to go first, the one that gives more star. But a pshar b'ritzon atzadin, you can suggest to do things somewhat differently. Oh. Not the Miri. What did Miri say with the Sfinas? It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The word Pshara. Open the Gemara Lamed Beis and Mid Beis. Rabbi Osai, please look inside. Where in the Sukkah is the word Pshara found? Be very careful. Where in the Sukkah? Stay Sfinas, da 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 da. I don't see the word Pshara. I don't see it at all. Oh, stay in Krova, stay in Rechokos. Hatel Pshara Beinen, Umalo Schar Zulazu. That implies, Rebbe Osai, that the fact that the Tuuna goes first is not necessarily included in the category of Pshara. Then what is it? He calls it Misidre Hatzibur. Shebezin mitzuvin aleya. The Rambam actually puts it in the laws of pre-Kurtina. You know what pre-Kurtina means? That if you have a animal, a laden donkey, and he's straining under the weight, it's more important to undo his load before loading on somebody. Same thing over here. If the one is a laden boat, one is an empty boat, the laden boat gets priority. The lashon of the Miri. Yesh dvarim shein midas hadin shaletz behem. At the tzorach lachazer behem achamash roi yoser lachvia soechad lemash ein midas hadin mechayvaso. But there are pshara bina miula. The chen kol kayotze ba. Kol she'anu roen she'yochal lizbol ha'iku b'yoser. Yidacha b'mechavero. The chen borim ibn echola. Oh, wow, look at this. One guy's sick, one guy's healthy. The sick guy's burnt. He happens all the time. Right? Someone asks, who sits down? There's only one seat. Someone who's sick gets a seat. Someone who's healthy stands up. Who said? That's what you have to do. You have to do. Now the Shvus Yaakov. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So these are based on societal norms.
Oh, exactly. So here, societal norms play a critical role. We already spoke about it before Yontif, even with respect to Din. All the things we can speak about, what the meaning of Medina is, based on Dina Mechus Adina, based on societal norms. But it comes to Pshara, Alachas Kama Vakama. That's what's called, they called it the Halichos Bnei Odom. That's the Lashon which is found over here. You have to know what's going on in society. That's why I think it's important that the Dayanim, both for Din and for Pshara, know about the community that the people, the adversaries are coming from. They don't know the community at all. So how can they pass it? They don't know. They're living in a different world. So I'm not so happy when people will call from I'm using this only expression loosely. From a quote unquote modern community, I run into a Hasidic bezdin. It doesn't smell right. They're coming from a different part of the world. I'm talking about the most honest of them. They just don't know how these people think. They don't understand what their values are. They don't understand what their expenses are sometimes. I find it sometimes difficult.
Based on our reading of the Gemara on the Fanbez and Mabez, so would it come out that societal norms is not considered a pshara since norm is? Is that okay? This boat will go first because it's krova or because it's slave?
So again, it sounds like it's not called pshara, but others might consider it to be pshara. Lashon Gemara doesn't call that a pshara. But I might say that it's also, so the whole thing is one big pshara, even the first part of the price.
How does
Goyal walk into the Goyal? Both boats want to pass first. And they're both laden, they're both empty, as the case may be. So I say, all right, listen, Reuven go first, and Shimon, and Reuven, you pay extra money to Shimon to compensate, and you're going first. No, Shimon says, I'm not taking any money, I want to go first. They can't get it. You have no choice, the Vav Goyal. How much money will we pay, but by this first, you determine how much it's going to be. $10, $100, $1,000, whatever the problem. Okay. So now, Rabbi said to Shvus Yaakov. The two consecutive Shvus and Shvus Yaakov, again, Kuf Mem Dal and Kuf Mem He. What happened? We saw a lot of it in the Pesach Shuvah, and we saw the Shvus Yaakov also on, must have been Wednesday. Chelek Basin and Kuf Mem Dal. One guy has the Pshar Batos. Shvus Yaakov says no. So he said, based upon the Rashi, Lamed Beis, as he understood it. Let's read it again one more time. Rashi, what did Rashi say? Sadek Pshar Shulchol Lefi Ro'osei Necha. You can't claim that they made a mistake. By definition, every Pshar is like a shoot at the 90. Can't be a mistake. Rabbi decided this is a decision not based on any facts. Can't be a mistake. Shuvah Dinai, use that rush. As the Beis Yosef quotes a Shuvah Sarash that says it's Shuvah Dinai. Let me read you the Lashon of the Beis Yosef. Again, the quote of Beis Yosef Shuvah Sarash. So it's not the one I'm looking for. Page. Different to us of them. Fine. Forgive me. I can't find it right now. I'm just reading what he says over here. Shuvah Sarash is in the base. Sarash is in the Simon Yud Beis. Shuvah the dining. Mishad Libo Nota Lechad Perusha. And the Yerushalmi says, Al Tikri Shuvah El Shochad the dining. Wow, that's scary. It's like Shechad. Doesn't mean literally Shechad. It means what you think. So therefore, the dying yochel the tarets atzma b'chol pshara shekifir rose einayim ayol if he hamadume yosef b'tzedek b'dina shalshim and ruben. You can't make him back out. Whatever he thinks. That's in kufem da. Kufem hey, you mekabel pshara korvel adin. Poshrin. He do whatever he wants, but be careful to make shalom. Shalom ain't ballet dinin. Kolomah, he's the same pshat. Even though I think everything should go to Reuven, but since Iker is to make shalom, I have to lop something off. According to what my Rebbe says, we mentioned this if you recall. But that Maimer we had in the Beis Yosef Shul, I think it was last Tuesday or Monday even, that no, Pshara is only V'yosher. I have to make Shalom. Since the Pshara could be 100 to nothing, there won't be any Shalom in that case. But since in most cases of Pshara, the Yosher will be somewhat different than the Din, it will be something will be knocked out. So that means in most cases it's going to lead to Shalom. That's how we understood it last week. So the guy in Mekala Pasha called the Din. He said, you take off one third. More than one third is considered to be rachok. We say pshut is a shoot of the 90. What does he mean? This. It's a chalukah shalom bediktuk muchlat, if you saw from Tosus to Rosh. It could be like shukta the dining in some cases. But in the second shul writes, Yeshua shus biyad ha-pashrim lasos with yimahus ha-dvorim lefashe b'nein firos ene ha-dayan. That's what he said, pshat. You have to take into account the din as well. So again, although the Shus Yaakov understood the Rashi and the Flamed Beis to me, do whatever you want, he, the author of Avivaitzman, says it's not true. Ro'os Eini Adayin is the same expression used in Avav by Din, doesn't mean do whatever you want. It means after Eir, if you look very carefully, you made a mistake, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. Now, he says as far as the Tshuva Sarash, he tells you where to find it, Mechudoshim Dalet. What that means. His main claim is that if you look at the Beis Yosef, what he quotes, you can say the Pshat of the Shus Yaakov. Ay, ay, ay. I really want to read it to you. I'm just not finding it. It's this Tzura Sadaf. Oh, I found it. Look what he writes. It's Shuvah Sarash, look up later on. It's Kuf Zayin Simen Vov. Little the dying Karl Asas didn't aim Pshara. Kosik Mom Baba Matsiva and Beza with Bakra. Ain, listen carefully. Ain Karach Rishus the Hoti Adin Cholok Mitakas Yodo. Shitzorach Limor Lahashnim Adin. Below time, uvelo raya, uvelo benadas, haynu shuda. As Tosa says, whatever you want. Uprama der pshar. You look at the citation of the Beis Yosef, you do whatever you want. Yeah, but look at the original Rosh. He says, that's not what he means. He said, three drachim nifrodim that the dayan can do. There's any yochel isvara. Not that pshara is shuda dayan. No. Shuda dayan is not pshara. Wow. And he quotes the Knesset Gdola, pshara shuda dayani. No. He's going on a Chuvas or Rashba found in the Beis Yosef. He says, doesn't mean pshuda shuda dayan. Chas v'shalom. Pshara depends upon achroas adayan. And therefore, as far as your nemanus to say what you paskind in kedushin ayin dalit, it's like shuda d'daini, and that's correct. Even if pshara has to predict the gomer, and it's not shuda d'daini, he doesn't like the equation of pshara with shuda d'daini at all. Ad kan rabosai. This is the mimer we spent two shiurim on. This one mimer, but it was worth the time. It's very good. Tomorrow, if anyone brings in shulchan aruch. We're about to finish up this sugya. I hope maybe is everyone ready for new Marma Kamas? Everyone's ready? There'll be new Marma Kamas with Tamarashi, okay? Good. Don't forget yourself.